The last talk of this session is a very important part. It is the importance that the niche, a very important concept, has in stem cell. And that's going to be delivered by Justin Vaugh from the laboratory of Leanne Jones. And the title is Mechanism Regulating Stem Cell Niche Maintenance.
Thank you. Good morning. So, as we've heard in many of the talks today, the ability to coax ES cells down specific lineages holds a lot of promise, not only for understanding developmental biology, but also holds a lot of promise in potential regenerative medicine therapies. Major hurdle in understanding how these ES cells are coaxed down specific lineages is understanding, knowing culture conditions in terms of what specific factors, growth factors are added, specific feeder lines that are used to generate these specific lineages. And one of the most important things that we study, adult tissue stem cells, is the ability of these tissue stem cells, which are responsible for the replenishment and replacement of many tissue types, that if you remove adult tissue stem cells from their in vivo niche, what typically occurs is that these adult tissue stem cells lose the ability to self-renew. So a major focus of our lab is actually understanding how the stem cell niche influences stem cell behavior. And specifically, I'm interested in developing models by which the stem cell niche, or how stem cell niche function, is maintained during time. So a quick summary of what I'll be talking about in this brief talk is just giving some general characteristics of the stem cell niche and why it is important, introducing the Drosophila testis as a model system of which we conduct our studies, sharing with you some of the work I've done characterizing factors necessary for stem cell niche maintenance. And the take-home point is really that the microenvironment is important, and it really regulates adult tissue stem cells. Excuse me. So adult tissue stem cells are important for the response for the replenishment and replacement of many tissue types in response to injury, disease, and aging. These adult tissue stem cells reside in discrete anatomic sites that are supportive microenvironments. Adult tissue stem cells have the ability to divide, giving rise to a daughter stem cell that will reside within the niche, and a daughter cell that will initiate differentiation and give rise to highly specialized tissues, such as skin, intestinal epithelium, and also blood. You can see that removal of adult tissue stem cells from their supportive microenvironment often results in a loss of stem cell self-renewal, really demonstrating the importance of the stem cell niche in regulating stem cell behavior. Effectively, the niche acts to balance both stem cell self-renewal and differentiation. However, difficulties arise in studying mammalian stem cell niches and adult tissue stem cells due to the relative paucity and lack of definitive adult tissue stem cell markers, and also the relative rarity of stem cell populations. In an ideal situation, we would have definitive markers for stem cells, for niche cells, and also a system that you could perturb both stem cell function and niche cell function and then observe these traits. So the system that we use, Drosophila testis, fulfills many of these parameters. We have excellent markers for stem cells. We have excellent markers for niche support cells. And the entire Drosophila genetic toolbox at our disposal to alter both stem cell and niche cell characteristics. So shown here is an immunofluorescence image of the apical tip of the testis. Shown in green are germline cells, and in red are a subset of somatic support cells called hub cells that actually compose a signaling center called the hub. It is those stem cells, or those germline cells, that are in direct physical contact with the hub that we call stem cells. So shown here is one stem cell, and in this Z-plane, we actually have 8 total stem cells. Now in this schematic, again, the signaling center, the hub, is in red. The hub is composed of typically 5 to 15 hub cells. We also have germline stem cells directly abutting the hub. Germline stem cells have the ability to divide, or asymmetrically divide, giving rise to a stem cell that is retained within the niche, and a daughter cell that will eventually begin differentiation and give rise to mature sperm. Third cell type of the apical tip of the testis, I'll be discussing in greater detail later in the talk, are cis progenitor cells, which are also known as somatic stem cells. Now, shown here is a phase contrast image of the apical tip of the testis, or a phase contrast image of the testis. At the very apical tip, denoted here by the asterisk, is where the stem cell niche resides. So our signaling center of the hub and both stem cell populations, our germline stem cells and our somatic stem cells. You can see in this left to right apical to basal gradient, series of germline stem cells that begin differentiating. So this is where our germline stem cells are. These are mid-stage cysts. And at the very basal end of the testis are where the mature sperm will exit. Now, another important and very useful tool in Drosophila are mutagenesis screens. Using mutagenesis screens, we're able to screen for factors that may be involved in within the niche or within stem cells. Now, shown again on the left is a phase contrast image of a wild-type testis. And on the right is a mutant. You can see a very dramatic phenotype here, testis completely filled with mature sperm. This is the line that was first isolated in Minx Fuller's lab at Stanford by Gary Heim. And these flies are viable, fertile. And two things that we can assume and really denote from this image, number one, that the germline has been specified. And number two, at some point during development, the stem cell niche was lost. Now, subsequent work had described shutoff as actually an allele of a transcription factor called escargot. Escargot is a snail family transcription factor. Mammalian homologs such as snail and slug have been implicated in tumorigenesis, also cell division and cell survival. In this immunofluorescence image, we can see that escargot is expressed within these three cell types at the very apical tip of the testis, within hub cells denoted here by the asterisk and within our early germline, and also our cis progenitor cells. Now, interestingly, for the work that I've done in the lab has demonstrated that what we believe the cause of the loss of the stem cell niche is actually loss of the hub. If we lose the signaling center, the hub, makes sense that we would lose our corresponding stem cell populations. So shown here is a high magnification immunofluorescence view of a wild type testis. Shown here is markers for the hub, fasciclin 3 and cadherin. Now in a shutoff mutant, typically all of these markers are lost. Here I show an image of a testis that has a very small amount of expression of both fasciclin and cadherin. We can see that the signaling center is either completely gone or is on its way to being phased out. So in summary, microenvironment is very important for stem cell regulation. We have identified a mutant of transcription factor called escargot, where we lose the signaling center, hub cells, germline stem cells, cis progenitor cells. Using some of the Drosophila genetic tools, we've been able to remove escargot specifically from germline cells and determine that it is not required within the germline, suggesting that escargot's function is most probably due to its influence on or its effect within the somatic tissues. Also able to demonstrate that escargot is actually required within the somatic stem cell population. And further on, I'm going to be testing if escargot is directly required within hub cells. But this observation that escargot is required within the somatic stem cells, along with some parallel experiments that I will be showing a little bit later, sort of beg the question, is there a relationship between these somatic stem cells, the CPCs, and the hub? And I guess a more definitive question is, if the slide will pop up, could these CPCs actually act as a source of cells to maintain our signaling center? So we know that CPCs and hub cells both share a number of cellular markers. And actually, in agametic animals, CPCs start expressing some hub-specific markers, such as fasciclin 3. So some of my more recent experiments have demonstrated, using some of the Drosophila techniques, lineage tracing, where we're able to mark mitotically active cells. So shown here in red is the hub, and two CPCs, denoted by the arrowheads, contacting the hub. We know that these are somatic stem cells due to other stains, and also that they have the ability to remain within the niche and also give rise to later cysts. Now, interestingly, we've also observed as CPCs are lost, we start to see incorporation of labeled cells within the hub, suggesting that stem cells residing within a niche may be able to actively maintain the niche in which they reside. So in conclusion, I'd just like to once again put forth that the microenvironment is very important. And I'd like to thank all the members of my lab, especially lab, my mentor, and all the other lab members, thesis committee members, the UCSD Medical Scientist Training Program, and also CIRM for financial and educational support.
Questions?
Hi, here. So you mentioned niche can serve as a therapeutic target. So can you share your thoughts how to use niche to basically bring up therapeutic strategies?
So there are some studies within using mice that, so the niche is somewhat well defined in the hematopoietic system. There's thought to be an angiogenic niche and also a bone marrow niche. And therapies targeted against actually the osteoblasts residing in the bone marrow, which express the parathyroid hormone receptor, so that injection of parathyroid hormone, which would only indirectly affect hematopoietic stem cells and directly affect osteoblasts, actually increase the amount of hematopoietic stem cells, and also in response to stress, allow these cells to survive better.
Any other question? Well, if not, since we are running a little bit late, we'll have a short break. Please come back in 10 minutes. Thank you very much.